This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump's White House doctor, Sean Conley, has issued a statement saying the president will continue carrying out his duties without disruption after the president confirmed that both he and First Lady Melania Trump tested positive for coronavirus. President Trump tweeted about the news just hours after the White House announced that senior aide Hope Hicks came down with the virus after traveling with the president several times this week. Trump is 74 years old, putting him at higher risk of serious complications from a virus that has now killed more than 205,000 people nationwide. Democrats controlling the U.S. House narrowly have passed a $2.2 trillion COVID-19 relief bill Thursday. It is a move that came as top-level talks on a smaller, potentially bipartisan measure dragged on toward an uncertain finish. An air of pessimism has largely taken over the Capitol. The Democratic bill passed after a partisan debate without any Republicans supporting this particular measure. The move also puts lawmakers no closer to actually delivering the aids, such as a more generous weekly unemployment payment, extended help for small businesses and especially troubled economic sectors, and another round of a $1,200 infusion to most Americans. Passage of the $2.2 trillion plan came after a burst of negotiations this week between the Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The United States continues to have both the highest number of COVID-19 deaths and infections. The total number of global deaths is more than 1,021,000. This is VOA.